happy hours. Away we go.
Hello.
With another episode of Happy Hours with Mark and Rachel.
Yes, happy Friday. Yes. Thanks for finding us again. We love you guys. We appreciate you.
It's been a very warm week, and Rachel had me up on the roof getting the cooler together.
Yes, spring has finally sprung.
Right, and if and you know up. What? If you guys don't know what a cooler is here in Arizona... not everybody here in Arizona has them.
But evaporative coolers.
Yes, they're evaporative. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they don't, and a lot of people don't have them because there are a lot of maintenance. And so basically what I did was you got to get up there and you got to clean it and you put water. It's a water unit and it has these like, what is it called?
The spider kit.
It's like it goes out and it drips into the pads
the four
and all
sides.
Stuff.
Yeah. That Mark buys aspen, real
the aspen pads. Yeah,
and he has to cut them usually. But you said this.
No,
time
it was it fit perfectly. It was perfect.
Yay.
But so the weird thing is
and
about
it gets
this.
Swampy, like
what doesn't get swampy?
That's why they call it a swamp cooler until it gets humid.
Right now, it works real good, and it works good until about mid June usually.
Right,
and then we switch over to air and. I like it because it's a colder feeling than an air, you know, air conditioning goes on and
it's
off.
It's damp, cold air.
Right. I mean, air conditioning goes on and off. So right. You're using it for...
It's expensive too.
And it's expensive.
Air conditioning,
yeah. This has water running through pads and it has a big old squirrel cage in it that sends that cool air that pulls it through the pads and into your house.
And it keeps us cooler.
It's very nice.
Instead of
very
using
nice,
our
very nice.
AC and putting our electricity bill up, we just put the water bill up a little bit, and now it's really cool.
And now it's awesome.
So thank you, babe, for doing that for me.
I did that, and then I also, and then well, we also did Not last now. Weekend, we put our above-ground pool up, so you know what that means.
Tomorrow's day one for the pool.
Oh, geez. Okay, so I have this cover on it. It's
a thermal
cover, and it's got it up to about 78, 79, I think. Are you okay with that? You can do that. I mean, today was 90. Tomorrow's supposed to be 90. And
favorite
then,
is 88.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying
That's
is
like
the
August,
outside
though.
Temperatures right now are like the outside was today was like 90.
Yeah.
Yesterday or tomorrow was supposed to be they said 93, but here in our neighborhood it only hit about 90.
It's too cold for the littles to swim in because think of this, when kids are swimming, they're in up to their neck and they're splashing around. Mark and myself, it's only a 4-foot pool. We can just chill on the edge. We're up to our middle here.
I think we're going to do a beer review in there too.
Yes, should.
If we can actually get in there.
So the little
that's
get
the
blue
thing.
Lips if they're submerged in 75, 76 degrees
the
water.
The olders might have blue lips tomorrow with the...
We'll be numb first.
Let's see. Yeah, we'll be numb. We'll be numb.
But anyways, so that's up.
And the thing is, that cover actually brings the temperature up. So you get about
solar?
Like almost... Yeah, it's a blue
bubble wrap. It looks like a bubble wrap.
Yeah, it looks like bubble wrap. It just floats on top.
It's plastic and, bubble wrap, basically.
And it actually just warms the temperature up. And I don't use it in this summer, but... And just so you know, it's like, we're in Arizona, and this is April.
It warms up like the first 6 inches. So I put my hand in it yesterday after it was sunny all day. And it was like, and we had a little thermostat in there. It was 90. It was in the 90s in the first six inches. And then you put further and it was like 75.
Yeah.
So
I ran the pump a couple times today, which I have this really cool pump I bought last year for it. And the pump is a cotton ball.
Have you guys heard of the cotton ball pump thing?
Yeah.
Mark's got one.
And it's awesome. It works so good. If you have above ground pools and you have those crappy, I'm not joking when I say crappy pumps that come with it, that
those filters that you have to buy at Walmart.
Right. And your pool's going to turn green. I'm just telling you. go and get one of those online. I think I spent $97 for it. I don't know. It might be a lot more now.
You know what's funny?
But, oh, I could do a review for that, couldn't I?
At Christmas time last year, because it was after we took down the pool, I was walking in, like, I don't know, Christmas aisle, and they had a bag of snowballs. And guess what they were? Those things.
They were
soft snowballs that you can have indoor, you know, kids fight. They were soft, fluffy snowballs. That's what they looked like.
They look like that, but these are really special. They're kind of like a polyester kind of blend of.
Well, they look just like these.
They look like about the size of a golf ball, and it fills the whole. Mm-hmm. This pump is. I don't know what is it about like two feet high.
But you do have to wash them every month. You have to take them out and like soak them and wash them to get all that algae off.
Yeah, it has a pressure gauge on it. So what you do with this, I know
you guys
people
pay
are going,
attention. You might want to do this if you have a above
what are you guys talking
pool.
About this shit? Aren't you supposed to be doing your show?
This is
our show. We are doing a show.
We're drinking. We drink beer. Hey, what's your beer? Go get one. Hey, you in the back. Get a beer.
Okay, so anyway, what it is on the top of the lid, there's a pressure gauge on there. And when it gets up to about like 20% or so, you actually have to take everything out, open it up, close the lines off, open it up, and those balls are really dirty.
Sweaty? Dirty.
They're dirty balls. But you know, you clean them, and you actually, I wash them out in a bucket a couple times, and then I stick them in the washing machine, and it cleans it real good, and then it can stick it back in.
And then you dry them, and they're super fluffy, like little tangerines.
So you can use them over and over again, and it works really good. It's kind of a new technology, and you can use it in some sand filters and stuff in pools. That can be back flushed.
I
this
just have to
different,
say this about that. What? If anybody wants an
it cleans real good by the
above
way
above ground pool.
Real good.
It doesn't. It's not like you just put it up and you're done.
Oh, it takes work.
Mark, first of all, we get in there all the time, and we're always getting the leaves and stuff out, and we have fun decompressing for like an hour or two every time we're in there, and we clean
circle time
because it's round.
Yeah,
but it doesn't stay sparkling clean. You gotta buy the chlorine. You gotta make sure the pump's working, and then you gotta clean the balls or the filters every week or so. The balls once a month, probably. But
this is work. And this is why the pool only goes up in the spring, and it lasts until about mid September. Comes down. We put in a winter lawn and put a playset up for the kids.
Some people keep pools up all year round. Yeah. I don't understand how you can do that.
It's expensive.
The water stays good.
It's expensive. You still have to put the chlorine in there. You still have to do all that shit.
But you're not in it to clean it because it's too cold to get in it. I don't know.
We got the pool up.
So thank you, babe.
the cooler's going.
Thank you, babe.
Using some serious water at this house.
Thank you, babe.
And our and I think the people that come around and read the meters. Well, first of all, they were coming around because we weren't using hardly any over the winter because we had so much rain. And I saw a guy out there, and he was like lifting it up, looking, going, "What the hell's going on here?" They only had like a $70 bill or something like that.
Well,
it's like,
that's not
normal for them. And it's like it isn't normal.
He just came on our property and looked at our shit.
No, he's from the city. He's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants.
That doesn't mean you can come on my property and look at my
shit. Well, he's not on the property. He's up he's on the sidewalk.
Oh, I thought he was right here by the door. Like, I was thinking the water gauge.
No.
He was on the sidewalk.
You know that box that's out there?
Okay.
It has a meter in it.
You saw him by the front door and he was looking at something by the front door.
It has a meter in it, and now they have this electronic device connected to it that is battery powered, and they usually drive down the center of the street. You'll see them every now and then with the trucks, and they drive down real slow. So each house reads. Okay. So what happened is our bill went lower than it's normally been for years. And the only reason is because it was raining so much.
Yeah.
And it was like, we didn't need to run the sprinklers for the lawn.
And Mark turned them off for almost a month.
Oh no, months. I turned it off for months.
We had rain every day, guys.
So months.
Pretty much.
I did. So
at least
not every day.
Days,
we had rain once
grass.
A week. But
the
thing is, anyway, so what happened here?
We're on their radar.
Was they came over and looked, and they were like, "Okay, what's going on here?" And I was like, "Oh, I know what they're doing."
What were they doing?
Well, because a lot of people will manipulate that thing to make lower prices for gas, whatever, not gas, for water. messing with that little sensor with the wires and stuff that's hooked to it, people and they could do it.
Mess with the wire.
Oh, I'm like, sure they do.
Disconnect the wire so it's not reading.
Yeah.
It really?
Oh, yeah. So he was checking to see, and
they thought we did something illegal.
Well, yeah, they came to check, and it wasn't that at all. But now they'll be pleased to know that I'll have a $200 motherfucking water bill.
You're welcome, city.
We're back. Mm. We're back. It's spring. There goes the water. There goes the neighborhood.
We're going to get one of those bills that says, your neighbors are like this, but here's you.
Oh, we get that all the time.
In the red.
Yeah.
Look how much water you use.
Look at how much water. Your neighbors only use.
Assholes.
Well, my neighbors have a desert yard. They don't use hardly anything. They take showers.
Yeah, they do.
Stuff,
yeah. They're so like desert.
Let's do something here.
We're green. I love my green grass.
All right, where's my other
drink? What?
I need that big, huge bottle of vodka.
Oh, yeah. Yummy.
I don't have a normal shot glass that we normally have because I usually have one around here. So I'm going to use this little red Solo cup. It's one of those teeny.
It's a cutie.
It's about a 2 ouncer. It's not real big, but that's okay.
It's a cutie patootie.
So anyway, I've got this classic club vodka from Total Wine. Yay, that's good. And I'm gonna make something that we haven't done this in a long time, and I'm gonna make something that's gonna be. Gonna do something interesting here.
This is
so
get in there.
Okay.
I love when I.
This is.
It's a little.
I mean, this is.
The ice was perfect.
This is the cheaper vodka, and it's not. You know, it's not bad. It's been, let's see, 4 times distilled.
It's got booze in it.
So you know.
Yeah. You stopped me right there. It's fine.
So you can put this back over there in a sec. Ooh.
I sure will.
It's topped off.
Oh, look, you spilled all over.
Yeah, but it was like way more than you needed. Okay, so then I have this grape value pineapple mango. It's those drink enhancers, and you squeeze them. They have like a, it's, what is it? Well, what it is it's not, I don't know what they put in here, but it's not sugar.
You can take your
it's
water,
sugar-free.
Like a whole water bottle, take a little swig out of it, and then just squeeze whatever you want and shake it up, and you'll flavor your water.
But this is sugar-free, and I take about,
booze.
I go one, two.
Wow.
One, two.
Woo! And look how pretty that is.
Then,
okay.
I take a coconut LaCroix. Okay. Open that bad boy up.
Mm.
And this doesn't give it enough coconut flavor, so we're going to go about there.
So it's a seltzer water with no sugar in it. It's
right.
It's just coconutty.
It just gives it the fizz, and then it gives it coconut flavor,
right.
So we're not using the whole thing.
So it's like a seltzer
then
carbonation.
We're going to take this. Oh, here's, I'll put this up on the. In the corner there, so you can see what it is. This is a Margaritaville Pina Colada mix, and okay. I can only usually find it on Amazon. It's pretty awesome. It's another sugar-free thing, and you can actually put it in a bottle of water and shake it up,
much like the water enhancer. Just you flavor your water.
But these are like little packets, and they're really good,
like Crystal Light lemonade or something like that.
Yeah, this is a Pina Colada mix, and it actually has. I can put some more of that. Soda in there. So that's good.
Oh, really? You don't want to put more of that?
No, that's pretty strong.
Sweet. That's
it's very sweet.
Sweet.
But it actually has, it's really good for mixing drinks.
Yeah.
And you can actually make a really nice, that's pretty even.
It
look at
is.
That. The
this
colors
is
are nice.
It's such a nice happy hour drink, guys.
Isn't that nice?
It's like a tangerine.
And for you guys that
color.
Are listening, it is very pretty. It's kind of a tangerine, peachy color to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peachy.
I can go back to here. Put that in there.
All right. Let's anyway, taste it and tell me what you want to call it.
This drink. I made the other day. Just,
is this the exact
yes,
thing you made?
Yes, I pooped it on my butt.
Let me taste
and
it
was
or out of your hair, like Rando.
Oh,
I'm
sorry, Rando. It came out of my hair.
Mm.
Yeah.
Again, it kind of tastes like a creamsicle, a dreamsicle, an orangesicle, but I do get the
it's
coconut.
It's like a pina colada.
Pina colada, coconut.
If you like pina coladas.
I do.
And getting caught in the heat in Arizona.
Yeah, I like the rain. These are good. So what do you call, didn't we call it like a cocoa yum yum or I don't know, what do we call it?
I don't know. You name it. It can be yours this time. I don't give
a cocoa yum yum, that sounds good.
I don't give a hell. I was going to say the F word, but I decided
to. Cocoa yum yum.
I decided to take the F word away for this. I mean, later I might be using the F word, but right now I'm not. So, anyway, it's
spilled all over my.
It is time for
this cocoa yum yum spilled all over my notes. What
okay,
the F?
Good. Where is that?
That was good.
I thought it was on here.
I like that. Hopefully, you guys will have your own beers and whatever. And when you run out, just go get some more.
Yeah.
Just pause us.
But play that's us right.
later.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
That's the brilliance of YouTube and podcast. You just pause.
It is. And yeah. And here we go. I'm doing the news. Happy Hour Report with Mark.
Oh, the news.
Yeah.
The news usually.
We don't do any news that is...
This news. This is like no-brainer news.
This is stupid
Whiskey
news.
Tango news. Come on.
This is drinking news.
Drinking news. That's what you should call drinking
the
news.
The drinking news report.
The drinking report.
This wants to do okay.
Okay, what you got?
This one is a random random facts for trivia night, which we're not doing a trivia night. But
trivia night.
Basically this. It's six things you never needed to know about beer. Okay?
About beer. Okay.
It's just
lay it on me.
It's just weird, random things about beer that could be interesting, I suppose. Okay. I mean,
I'll be the judge of that. What do you got?
So let me see. I'm trying to find where's that? Okay, this is not going smoothly. There we go. I want that.
It's okay.
Okay. Did you know?
No.
That water makes up 90% of beer.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Okay. Well, then that's a random fact. Got it.
I figured it's mostly beer, and then
but beer can water. Also be basically because it's 90% water. Mm-hmm. It's thirst quenching. And I'm right. And I'll tell you something on a summer. Oh, back in the day, when I used to work for this guy. Well, I still work for him, but I was younger, and my friend Dave and I were working for this guy.
Hangover
that I
over Dave.
Yeah.
Hi,
and,
Dave.
And yeah, we were working for. So we were working for this guy. We're putting in these brick borders and doing this stuff, and he had a fridge full of Bud Light, and he kept that temperature. In that fridge, he kept
it
like.
Oh, you're talking about Dawn?
Yes, and he kept it at like high Dawn.
If you're listening, sometimes you send him. You should send.
And he kept it like real cold. It was like right above freezing, and so you know you're sitting out there sweating. He goes, "Hey guys, want a beer? We're working." It's like, sure. I mean, I'm working, but yeah, sure. Bring that beer out, and you're sweating your butt off, and it's like 100 degrees, and. And you pop open that cold beer, ice cold beer, was the best damn beer I ever had. So there you go. That's
that
part.
That was your story?
Well, no. Yeah, well, that was that.
That's how cold, and it felt good in the sun.
Oh, it was, and it tasted so good when you're hot like that. Okay.
I prefer iced tea, but okay.
Did I skip any on here? Oh, yeah, no. Okay. All right, here's what's
real. So 90% water, got it.
Right.
What else you got?
The world's most alcoholic beer has an ABV of... 67.5%.
Okay, y'all. That's not beer
Woo!
Then. That's not beer.
Let's see. It's made by... What was it made? It's called Snake Venom. It's brewed in none other than the Scots in Scotland. So it's Brewmeister.
I don't think so.
He did this and he bumped up. So this one beat out the beer from the last one that they did with 60%. It's
all right.
It's
Zane potent. Lamprey went somewhere on one of his Three Sheets episodes.
This is a beer, though.
They drank something called Snake Venom, and it was a distilled. Snake in it.
Yeah,
that was in. They stuck it in and like died.
No, that was in.
And then they drank it. Ugh, it's nasty.
That was like 100 proof something. I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, this is what probably that tastes like.
Though, no, it said this potent brew packs quite a punch and is made using smoked peat malt and with added ale champagne yeast.
Because
champagne yeast can get really high alcohol content
sure,
on there.
You can get high on anything.
High alcohol content. Okay, did you not hear what I said?
Sorry.
Okay.
You lost me
so
high.
Considering that vodka and whiskey typically sit at about 40%, This thing, holy cow, 67.5%.
Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe
it. And it even comes with
strong.
A yellow warning label on the neck of the bottle.
Better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because of the amount of booze that's in there. That's a lot.
Basically, that would be when you just do shots. You can't, like, sit and have a whole beer.
I think it would taste mostly like alcohol.
Straight up Bernie.
Number three on the list.
Yeah. What?
The Czech Republic consumes the most beer per capita annually. Okay.
Okay. Once again.
For 26 years, they've sat on the top of that, and they consume 143.3 liters per capita annually.
I think, I think Zane recapped on that because they were all sitting around drinking and they were in check, and they were all, those boys love to drink.
Yeah. But when it comes alcohol in general, they are in fourth place. I don't know who's in first. Okay,
Russians,
wait here.
Russians, maybe?
Europe, without a doubt. excuse me, is the beer drinking capital of the world. Mm-hmm. Austria third, Austria, Germany fourth, Poland Germany. Fifth, mm-hmm. Ireland sixth, Romania seventh. I can't. Where are we on the list? Mm-hmm. Estonia ninth, Lithuania tenth. Two African countries fill the other spots: Namibia and Sicily.
All right, so the USFA, we need to step up.
Well, I'm trying. I've been doing my darndest to really get the beer capita up here in the United States.
I thought we were per capita. Maybe that's a different measurement. So
Now I've heard this before on something, and maybe it was from Zane Lamprey also, that beer was illegal in Iceland until 1989.
Really?
Yeah,
illegal?
Yeah. It was illegal, yeah.
Like full on no alcohol or just not beer?
Yeah, well, no.
Like prohibition,
wait,
really?
All, yeah, all, wait.
That's okay, here we go. Yeah. I'm curious.
Iceland was the first country in Europe to prohibit all alcohol beverages in 1915, but while other forms of alcohol became legalized from as early as 1922, poor old beer remained banned until March 1st, 1989.
So you can get schnockered on whiskey and whatever.
Yeah.
But well, no beer for you.
They had long battled with Denmark over their independence, and as the Danes were big fans of the brew, it was viewed as an unpatriotic to enjoy one. So
that is really
get over
strange.
It. Beers are delicious, people.
Yeah, get over it. You'll fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. But fine. Whatever.
Oh my God, there's... What did I do?
And then tourists, it rose to going to Iceland again after what day was
that? Yeah, well, totally. Because you know, at that point, there's everybody's going, okay, I'll be back.
Way up by 100%.
Now I'm coming back so I can drink some beer.
Yeah. I'm not going to go play in the Iceland.
What was I at on that one? Booze. Was that number, what number Three? Was I? No, I was, okay, wait. And we got one was water, two is the world's most alcoholic beer.
Yeah. And then you did Iceland.
Czech Republic. And then we got...
And then Iceland.
Four. Okay, so now number five. Here we go. Number five. There is an Austrian brewery that... Austrian brewery that allows you to swim in a pool of beer. Isn't that interesting?
Did Zane do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. In Austria's west, there's a place where you can combine your love of beer with your love of athletics. The brewery has a pool filled with beer. Oh, my God. Which is not only a major novelty, but it's also said to have benefits for the skin. Beer is rich in calcium.
They say that about mud,
and other,
too.
I know. And other vitamins. And that help with the skin conditions.
Oh, my gosh.
And hops have calming agents to help you relax.
Okay, I would do that.
I love
would like to
beer.
Swim in beer because the bubbles would tickle, I'm sure.
I love beer. I love see,
bubbles.
I could swim in beer too.
I love but the,
I don't think that you could probably when you're swimming in beer like that and all that, you know, that's kind of
like
weird.
A jacuzzi, I bet. I doubt it's like an Olympic size pool.
I don't think you could actually like sit there and drink it, you know, in the pool.
No,
right there.
Would you really want
I wouldn't
to
want to. It's probably warm.
What you're swimming in with your bodily
No, that's disgusting.
Feces in there.
Feces? What are you doing? Pooping in the pool?
Your body. You know.
Then you're
you,
weird. Don't poop in the pool.
Well, what do you call it when you slough
number
off
six.
Skin? Your arm feces.
That's not feces.
Okay.
In 2018, Australia's James Squires Brewery created a beer using yeast from the 1790s. So he went back and produced beer from the Queen Victoria Museum and Art Gallery. And what did he make? He was a chemist, so he set out growing yeast, found in the bottles to expose its secrets, and recreate its character for the new beer. Dark in color with spicy chocolate notes, James Squires recommended that the limited release beer be enjoyed slowly to savor its 220-year-old flavor.
Wow.
Interesting.
I would savor the first two sips and then chug that bitch.
So how do you like that? That's my six things you never needed to know about beer.
I can't say I didn't need to know it. I found that all interesting.
Well, it was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
I liked it.
And that was
it.
The happy hours report. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
I wish I could say the same that I have beer stuff to talk about later, but I don't.
You know. Well, I have to put some kind of beer thing in there, and I'm running out of beer things to talk about.
Oh,
so
I know. But
that's how it goes on the show, and you know, that it's just that's how it is.
You know, when we're having happy hour, we BS. Whatever comes out of our mouth just does.
History Beer Theater.
Won't you join us? All right, we got the glasses out already, so that's a good news there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch my glass. Did you finish yours already?
Of course.
Wow.
I was listening to you talk.
You're a chugger. You're chugging.
No, I was just listening.
Oh, why did I do that? Stop. Don't do that again, Mark. Stop it. I'm getting buzzed. And that's what happens when I get buzzed. There's a lot of stuff out here.
Okay, you're done with this, on this table. Cute little cup.
Shot glass,
so
yeah.
Adorable.
Oh, I keep them down there because when I forget,
like today?
I have. Yeah, and then I have one. And I forgot, we didn't have to get up. Isn't that great? We have to get up from the table, and you have to run down the hall and get one.
Okay. Oh, I'll just make Susan do it, although I haven't seen her today. She left.
Ooh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a nice smelling one.
I pay much attention to her these days.
I do smell almost like a citrus note in here. Oh.
Oh, it's dark.
No,
whoa.
It's
not. You're right.
Very,
it looked darkish.
Orange color, like an orange.
Right, it is.
And I smell, like I said, I smell citrus, and it smells like
the bubbles I saw being dark.
Smells like an ale, or what would I say?
Looks like a wheat to me.
Those are some
slightly
chunks.
Slightly cloudy.
See some chunks. Sometimes
hazy
I don't know.
IPA or a wheat.
I don't know what the chunks mean exactly. Sometimes when I say chunks,
please
I'm not trying
say
to
chunks.
I'm not trying to sound disgusting here, but disgusting. When you pour the glass, sometimes. Or the can, and you get some floaters in there. So that's more like
please
the.
Please don't say floaters
it'd be,
either.
It's floaters. That's what it is. Okay, here we go.
I don't like the word loaf either. I don't like meat loaf.
That smell is really good. I smell I smell citrus notes.
Citrus, and I do smell. Oh gosh, it has a.
It's cloudy, guys. So
it's not an ale. A sour. What do you call it? You think it's a sour ale?
It might be a sour, but it's it might be. It's it's cloudy. Let's see what else before you taste it. It's a cloudy beer.
I smell sour.
Cloudy orange color. It smells good though. It smells really good.
I'm
gonna taste
sour.
It. I'm gonna say you could be right on that. It could be a sour. Let's see.
It smells like a sour, but it still could be a wheat. But let's see.
Oh, that's weird. That's different. What is that?
It's very odd. Let's ponder this. Let's ponder. I like it. It's not burning my throat.
I mean, no,
it's
really a nice,
fruity and good.
But the fizz went away, the head went away
right,
real quick.
Real fast, so. Which reminds me of an ale, a sour. It's not a cider. I'm going to go with a sour ale of some sort. I'm just going to say that.
I don't get sour from it at all. I think you're right on the ale part. Maybe a wheat?
Well, I did say wheat earlier, but...
A wheat with...
Okay, maybe a pineapple wheat or a mango
orange,
something wheat.
Yeah,
a fruity
here we go.
Wheat.
Oh.
A fruity wheat.
Oh. Orange Avenue Wit.
Aha.
It's a wheat beer brewed with honey and spices.
Orange? Did we call it or what?
We were pretty close.
We're like, wow. It's definitely a fruit. It's probably a wheat. And the spices, what spices? I'm wondering because that's a different spice.
It says honey and spices, and it's got...
honey.
It's Coronado Brewing Company.
I'm getting the honey.
Hang
you're
on.
Right. Back of my tongue has got actually like honeycomb flavor.
Let's do this. Stay Coastal. It's a little bit of... Belgium. Oh, okay. That's what it was. That's what I was smelling.
We love Belgian beers.
And SoCal. Okay. Southern California. Our coastal take on a traditional wit beer. Wit beer. Is infused with orange zest, coriander, and orange blossom.
This is actually really good.
Orange blossom honey. Okay. This light-bodied beer has a sunny citrus zing with a hint of earthly spice. Yeah, that's what that
Justin,
flavor
you would
was.
Like
that,
this.
Okay, you know that earth.
Justin, he likes
Rachel,
oranges and citrus. And
when you're going,
like
what's that flavor? It's that earthly spice and pays homage to the Coronado's Main Street brew pub and home. Coronado Brewing Company, Coronado, California.
I think we called it. I said.
It's kind of good. I taste the coriander. That's what it is.
First I was like sour.
Now that you can taste it though.
Because I could smell sour, but it's really just the orange is just really heavy. And I knew it was a wheat. It looks like a wheat. I love wheat.
No, but taste it again.
Love
and that
it.
Weird flavor that you couldn't get at first is coriander. That's what it is.
Oh, is that
it's
what
interesting.
Coriander tastes like?
Yeah, I mean.
Coriander?
Yeah.
I hardly know her.
But you know coriander. It's the one
hardly
that you, well, you don't like the other part of coriander, which is
the cilantro. This does not taste soapy or bitter. Or
it has like
good.
A orange honey flavor, but it has a little pepper flavor at the end. Did you
but
get
it
that?
Doesn't burn my throat. No, I don't really get the pepper. But I do get the honeycomb, which is that's why I'm like going, oh, once you said that, that's the
taste
sweet
it.
Note I'm getting.
Taste it again. Tell me that you don't get a little pepper in there.
Okay.
Just slightly. I mean, there's a slight note of pepper. Pepper. That's kind of good. I like it.
Pepper.
That's a different
like
that's
black
a different,
pepper?
Well, yeah, kind of like a black
I don't get pepper.
Like a little
at
pepper
all.
Flavor. I do. I get it. I would think
it would burn a little bit, but I don't. Okay, I really give this a 10 out of 10 because I really enjoyed this.
It's not bad. It went down really easy.
It's not burning my throat. It went down easy. It's a wheat, which is my favorite. It's orange.
Yeah.
And whatever flavor.
All good. All good.
You guys, get it. what was the brewing company again?
It was Coronado
Stay
Brewing Company.
Stay Coastal, my friends.
Coronado Brewing Company. That's in.
Wow. California. Southern California.
Coronado. It was in Coronado.
Hey, I went to the Del Coronado before. I stayed there one time a long time ago.
Huh?
I was just a baby.
What? What the hell is she talking about?
I don't even know.
She's just rambling about something or another.
There's another pair over there. Oh. Well, I'm bourbon on that. Okay. Guess what time it is? It's time for Rachel Has Something to Say.
Do I get to talk about some crap?
Oh, you do.
Okay, I found some interesting
question
and answering things. I just want to know if you know the answers to these things.
Okay, I might.
It has nothing to do with beer, though. It's more just like random trivia.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
You do your thing, boo.
Boo you.
You do you, boo.
Okay, I saw this when I was like perusing through things the other day.
Excuse me.
questions and answers. Let's just see if you know the answers to these.
Okay.
Babe, they're quite strange.
Okay, it's very strange.
All right. First of all, how many ATMs?
Well,
how many ATM machines are in Antarctica?
Oh, geez. I mean,
Antarctica. Well, like, it's like a chunk of ice at the end of the world.
Oh, I was thinking of Alaska.
No, it's Antarctica, like the North Pole.
Okay, I'm going to say there's two.
Oh, my God, you cheated.
No, I didn't. Was it two?
Two.
Oh, my God.
Because why? The second one is mainly there for parts when necessary because 2 years, they're served by the vendor every 2 years. So if one breaks down, they go fix it.
Who the fuck lives out there?
The scientists.
Okay. And they need to get money out for what reason?
Porn.
I'm just saying, what do you need to draw money out you can't go down to the Circle K?
I need to put some money in the slot machine.
You're not going to go down to the Circle K.
I don't know, but they need some money. Maybe to trade for cigarettes.
You'll freeze before you get to the Circle K.
It's like prison. All right, let's see. Oh, why are movie chairs red? Not all are, but back in the day, I remember red was like the common color.
Theaters, when you go to theaters too, the old theaters had all their chairs were red.
What's up with red guys? What's up?
Let me see. What would be the red? Plush, kind of velvety, made it look.
Oh, that's just for comfort. But why the color red? That could be plush green, or yellow, or blue.
Well,
whatever.
But when you're looking, it looks rich. It looks fancy.
Yeah, it does.
It looks yeah. So when you go to like these old places that like the Orpheum with the red seats and all that stuff,
beautiful.
And it's because I don't know. It's a relaxing color. I'm not sure.
No.
What?
Actually, what they say, that red is the first color that humans' eyes lose in low lighting situations, which allows you to concentrate on the movie and what you're watching instead of being distracted by colors.
Oh, yes.
Your
eye takes away the red. That makes total sense because I have a clock on the side of my bed that is red, the red light. Mm-hmm. And so you can still adjust when you look at that, you know.
You still
and
see it
like,
in the dark.
And the light is like, what does that? And you,
blue is harder, green is harder.
Of course,
you see. Boom. It's 2 o'clock.
I know.
Go back to sleep.
Oh, and a white would be horrible. But yeah. Oh, you have one of those with the white light.
It's like whitish blue. That's why I have it turned
and she
down.
I know, but she turns it. Bright. She when she looks at it, it's like the whole room goes boom, lights
like
up.
It's blue. My
yep.
Turn
damn
down.
It. Rachel's All looking
right.
at her
Let's
clock.
See what else. Okay, you're a Star Wars fan, aren't you, babe?
Yeah. I don't know if I can answer a question about
Star Wars.
Well,
this is just weird because I remember that one scene. Why was Han Solo frozen in carbonite? There's a face of him going, like I remember seeing that, and I saw
God,
that in the.
I mean, see,
do you
that's,
remember that?
Yeah, I do, and Star Wars fan would know this.
Why was Han Solo frozen in carbonite?
Because of what did he do?
In carbonite. Why carbonite?
Oh, why carbonite?
Why was he?
Well, is that the answer? Or the answer would be
know.
Why was frozen in carbonite, or why
the
was
answer,
frozen?
But maybe you'll know it
in general.
Maybe in general.
I don't know.
Let me just read the answer and you tell me your...
It's been such a long time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Harrison Ford only had one Star Wars sequel in his contract.
Oh.
So the writers wanted to allow for different narrative options before he signed on for the next film.
Oh.
So they froze him. But why carbonite? I don't know.
This is because they could... Maybe they could thaw him out of carbonite. I don't know.
Maybe I mean, can you guys do that? Is that just write it down?
Oh, Star Wars. What do you think?
All right, it's Star Wars. Let's see. I've got a couple more, and then I'll save the rest for like the next time because I've got like 10, but these are like.
Well, you got time. You can go for a while.
Okay. Why do U.S. police officers wear blue? They're not always blue now, but they used to be. I remember back in the day, they were always blue.
Dark blue or black.
Now they're more black, yeah.
I see more black.
I do remember them being blue initially.
I know what I find weird, though, is this.
What
I find weird
is
here in Phoenix, mm-hmm. why do the police officers wear black in Phoenix in the middle of the motherfucking summer?
And you know? Really? But they used to always be blue, and they've just...
They should be allowed to wear shorts. I mean, can you imagine being... In that
UPS
black
drivers have shorts on the brown. They used to have long pants. Now
and brown.
I see them driving in shorts. Their doors open.
Why are they picking brown?
I don't know.
What the hell's that?
And UPS. Like, they're brown.
It looks like they're shit brown. It's like.
Anyways, why? Well,
there's a reason. Why do they pick that? Oh, hey, we should look that up.
Okay. So, anyways, to answer the question about the blue uniforms, okay. Because they're not blue anymore, but they used to be. Why were they? Well, the original uniforms. Original back in the day were the surplus uniforms of the Union Army. So Union was
okay.
blue, and they gave them to their police people. So I guess we just traditionally like people wore blue, and now it's like we want to be fancy.
I'm looking at this up. Where brown? Okay, here we go.
Excuse me.
In 1916, UPS founder Charlie Sodstrom. Decided to paint company vehicles brown to model them after Pullman railroad cars.
They do look like railroad cars.
Yeah, which were seen as the height of style and elegance. The brown trucks made their debut, and the drivers would get brown uniforms a few years later. But it didn't.
It looks like poop.
Why do they keep wearing the brown?
They like poop, I guess. I don't know.
Anything else? You got more?
Yeah, I'll give you another one.
All right.
Why are there no green mammals?
Green mammals?
Mammals. Green. Why aren't they green? Why are they every other color but green mammals?
Photosynthesis? I don't know. I don't get it.
I'll just tell you, mammals.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well. If I scored on here, I
saw green leopards or green.
Wait. Before you do that, camouflage.
Hippos.
Would it be camouflage? No. No, because they would blend into the jungle if they were green, right?
So why aren't there green mammals?
Because they would blend too much and they wouldn't be able to catch their prey. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm gonna say yes, but that's not the right answer. What I saw was, even though green would be the obvious for camouflage.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mammal hair can only produce two types of pigment,
black
and brown or yellow red.
That makes sense.
You either get that color pattern or you get this color pattern.
Wait a minute. So mm-hmm. you know how a polar bear don't
they're
say?
Different. They got those little tubes. Their little hairs are made of tubes and they mess with the light. That's what they
right.
look white, but they're not white.
They're
That's
black,
they
aren't they? Or something like that?
They they're not. They say they're. Their hair are fibers, and
see.
They collect the light. Something. Look it up.
It's 555.
I do remember 555. What angel numbers?
Stop talking. I'm trying to do this. Okay.
555 mean?
Oh crap! It's now gone. Okay.
Well, no,
now
say
that.
Stop talking.
Why?
Okay,
you know what? Screw it. I'll look it up later.
We'll look up later.
That's just dumb. I'm drinking. I can't do this.
Right,
and I can't do this show at the same time.
But anyways, those are just five questions.
Why?
You guys. Hey,
why?
Listen.
What?
I have five others, but I'll do it next time.
All
I'll
right.
save them because they're just funky questions that don't you want to know.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I certainly do.
Hey, go get another beer, guys. We're not done yet.
Not at all. We're still early here. Okay. Do you have any jokes?
Nope.
Okay,
knock.
Rachel, you got to start doing this.
Okay.
What a joke section.
I didn't know.
Here, this is something that comes up after Rachel has something to say, and you need to start doing jokes, because I have...
you didn't tell me to find some jokes.
All I have is dirty jokes, and people probably...
I don't have dirty jokes.
Right,
it's happy hour. I want to be happy, not dirty.
Dirty is funny sometimes, so here we go. Let's read
what
this.
What you got, babe?
Did you hear about the... Did you hear about the constipated accountant?
The constipated accountant.
He couldn't budget, so he had to work it out with a paper and a pencil.
Oh, God. Ew. I will never buy a pencil again. I don't want that. I don't want that around my
house.
Don't
stick that pencil behind your ear. Don't do it.
Oh, you got to go to the bathroom. Hide the pencils, Mark.
All right, I got a couple more. Okay. How is playing bridge similar to sex?
Actually, I've never. I don't know how to play bridge.
I don't either. But here you go. You don't. I don't know you don't how have to. Have sex. Well, no. Well, I mean, you get this part. Okay. I mean, how playing cards is or okay, partner. Yeah, okay.
I love playing cards.
You don't have to have a. You don't have to have a good partner. You. Oh wait. You don't have a good partner. You better have a good hand.
Oh, I always say I read God that. Gave you hands.
I just destroyed that one.
Okay,
badly.
But you know what's funny? Okay.
Okay. What?
My parents back in the day.
What they did that.
Bridge parties were the thing. You guys know what I'm talking about. Back in the 70s, even early 80s.
Yeah.
Your parents would have, we're having a game night. They would sit around play bridge. I don't know how to play bridge, but we'd play gin or rummy. Like I like those games when I was a kid. Go fish and whatever. Rummy. But they would play bridge. I don't know how to play bridge.
Who cares?
But I have a hand, either. So I don't need to know how to play bridge.
Okay, so here's my last really dumb joke. Okay. What did the leper say to the sex worker, which would be the prostitute, right? Let's just say, what did the leper say to the
like a person, not a leopard.
A leper. What did the leper say to the sex worker?
My skin's going to fall off. Hurry up.
Keep the tip.
Ew. I was so close. Hurry up. My skin's falling off.
No.
My foreskin. Just keep the tip. My tip. Oh, God. Babe. That's nasty. I know. But that's funny. It's not funny.
It is funny. And you don't have to like my disgusting jokes.
I thought you
said
leopard at first. I was thinking leper. Like cat.
No, it's leper.
Why does my brain go to cat all the time? I don't know. I like cats.
You like pussy?
That I like cats.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you know that in Switzerland that it's illegal to own just one guinea pig? You can't have just one. It's illegal. You wonder why?
Oh, it needs friends. You have to have at least two or three or four or five.
It's considered animal abuse because they're social beings and they get lonely.
Just like rats and mice, they need to have friends. Hamsters, too. Have you seen the ones that just jump off things and go back?
Right. This is about toasting. So ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health.
Wait, what?
Ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health. Hence, we raise a toast.
Really?
Yes.
So toast.
Yeah, did you know that?
No, but I don't buy that. I don't think that's real.
Well, that's what it says. These are just stupid fun facts.
I could see they can dunk it and eat it, like dunk it, like coffee.
Okay.
Like a biscuit or something.
Here's one that's weird and it's probably a lot of people. No, allodoxophobia. Allodoxophobia is a fear of other people's opinions. It's a rare social phobia that's characterized by an irrational and overwhelming fear of what other people think.
I don't think it's that rare because a lot of people think they're right all the time. They're like, I don't want to hear you.
Yeah, I know that.
Maybe they're afraid to hear you. They don't want to generate another opinion on what you're saying. That's just too hard for them.
Did you know that Australia is wider than the moon?
Wider?
Wider.
Like, why?
The moon sits, at 3,400 kilometers in diameter, while Australia's diameter from the east to west is 4,000 kilometers.
Really? So if the moon crashed into the earth, it would take up Australia size?
If it landed on Australia, they'd be fucked.
So what you're saying, when the moon crashes into us, it's going to hit Australia and we're not going to even know because it's the same size.
And we're not going to care. Like, whatever.
Well, that's what I gather.
Although I am going to care because the problem is if Australia goes away, I can't watch my Opal Hunters. I love Opal Hunters. That's my favorite show.
Did you see on the news the other day? I just saw something a couple days ago. It was in the news on my thing.
From Australia?
No, from America.
Well, I was talking about Australia. What happened?
I was thinking because in the news, people over Scottsdale noticed about 8 p.m. We were already in bed, probably because it was a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, probably sleeping.
A meteor crashed into the atmosphere. And it was a big old yellow light turned into green, and it was over North Mountain. When I saw the thing, I'm like, oh, it just disappeared. It went whoosh, And people were like, oh, did you see that? Did you see that?
Do you remember?
We had a meteorite a couple of days ago, babe.
Well, do you remember the time we were over at my brother's house? This was years ago. I mean, a long time ago. And we were standing out front. And
the Russians were coming, I said.
No. Oh,
okay.
No, this is at my brother's house, Nathan's. I remember seeing that. And we had gone over there for, I don't know, dinner or something. But we mm-hmm. were walking out to the car. We were getting ready to leave and the kids and everything. And we could hear. It was so weird. It sounded like a what do you call it? Like a train? I mean, it made a weird noise, like
a burning sound. Like
a burning sound. Yeah, I'm like, it was like,
whoo. Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. That was at Nathan's house. I don't remember where that was, but I do remember that in my memory.
And then
memory
it kind of puffed out.
Like,
but it was fucking big. And you look up and it's like, whoa, what's this?
And then that took me back to when we were dating. Wow. We were only dating for like 2 weeks. Like it was like early 1987. Like,
oh, you were a young girl then.
April, May, whatever. And I remember we were leaving. Mm-hmm. We were at some
party. I'm not a perv. I didn't say that. I didn't mean that way.
Babe, we were at a party. That's when we were watching, or whoever was there was watching Eddie Murphy's, not the Delirious, but the next one, or the second one. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it was Delirious. I don't remember.
We were watching this show, yeah.
And I was just getting so tired. I'm like, oh, I have to go home soon because I was like 16, 17.
We were waiting for 17. Todd.
Oh, Todd. He's probably having sex
in
the backyard or something. I remember Todd. We left.
Always Todd.
Going out front, and we were sitting out front, and I remember seeing something or hearing something. Maybe it was just lights. I just remember going, the Russians are coming. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Was that a meteorite, or was it just lights? I don't know.
By the way, everybody.
I just remember that from when I was 17.
We got to end this show.
Oh, we
can. And you can find us on YouTube, Rumble, X, Podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, and more platforms.
Wow, we're everywhere.
We're everywhere you want to be. Yeah. If you need us to just listen to you to us while you're on your ride in a
we're really
car
good for
train
car
and,
trips.
Yeah, we're
car
we'll
strips.
Keep you.
Did I say car strips?
You can say that.
Do whatever and you want.
We'll keep you busy for about 45 to 50 minutes. So,
yeah, and we do appreciate you. Please like and subscribe. And check out our, by the way, can I just say, we have so many other playlists.
Yes.
If you are bored with us talking, go watch our videos.
We have
some,
a lot.
Like, funny things.
We do.
I think they're funny, but they're educational and they're just entertainment.
Our food ones are fun, too.
Food ones are fun.
You can learn about
ones,
how we cook.
Our travel
and
leisure, our casinos.
Do we cook good?
Probably
not. I don't know.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well,
so
anyway.
Go check those out. Leave us a comment if you do see it.
Yes.
Please.
Thanks for watching.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good week, and we'll see you next Friday on the Happy Hour Show with Mark and Rachel.
Right, and then tomorrow we're going to do a beer review from the pool. Mark will probably have it out
the
week.
This is just the podcast, so you guys are watching this part of it. So have a good night.
If you like and subscribe, you'll get a little notification when we do put up.
I'm trying to close the show.
I know, but I'm letting them know when you put up your other stuff, they're going to get a little.
Okay, here we go. Ready? One more time. You wave too. Ready?
Okay.
Have a good night, everybody.